This episode is sponsored by porkbun.com. Porkbun is a refreshingly different domain name registrar that's different from the other ones like GoDaddy or Namecheap. They've got low prices on hundreds of different domain extensions. They've got everything from .com domains to really cool ones like .pro, .dev, .xyz. Every domain name at Porkbun comes with tons of freebies too, like SSL certificate, Whois privacy, DNS, URL forwarding, and hosting trials. Because why pay for things that should be free, right? All these incredible features and tools are backed by incredible support, 365 days a year, and more five-star reviews on Trustpilot from real customers than anyone else. Look, you can get $1 off your next domain name from Porkbun and see why they're the best domain name registrar around by using our code. Just go to porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. That's porkbun, porkbun.com/rocketshipfm24. You'll save $1 on your next domain.
As AI continues to revolutionize our world, there's a critical conversation we can't ignore: AI safety and security. And that's where HackerOne's AI red teaming comes into play, rigorously testing AI models to prevent them from being misled or exploited. HackerOne employs over 2 million ethical hackers, and 750 of them specialize in prompt hacking and other AI security and testing. So HackerOne isn't just theorizing, they're actively safeguarding AI's future. Just recently, a team unearthed over 100 vulnerabilities in just 2 weeks. So whether you're at the helm of a startup or steering product innovation at a large company, it's time to prioritize AI security. Visit HackerOne.com/AI for more. Again, HackerOne.com/AI.
This episode is brought to you by Gigantic. At Gigantic, you can level up your product skills through live, small group, cohort-based trainings. We're incredibly excited to welcome you to our next cohort of our product strategy training, kicking off in January of 2024. This course will take you through the frameworks that product leaders use at companies like eBay, DoorDash, Groupon, Rent the Runway, in order to scale their teams. It's taught by Ben Foster, a friend of this podcast, who is the former chief product officer at Whoop. So come join us. Go to gigantic.is. That's gigantic.is. And save your seat for our January cohort. Your potential is gigantic, and we're here to help you reach it. Go to gigantic.is to reserve your seat today. This episode is brought to you today by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially when you're a small business. Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for modern small businesses. You no longer have to be part of a big company to get great technology, great benefits, and a great service to take care of your team.
To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. You sign up today, you will get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/rocketship. Again, gusto.com/rocketship.
Is that the lion and the mouse? Yes, that's actually Krish and his youngest son reading a bedtime story. They read a version that's a mix of Tamil and English. And oh, wait, I've got one more clip I wanted to play.
Must be his oldest son.
Yes, that's his oldest son, Siddharth, narrating the Krishna story.
That is really cute. But I have to ask, so why are we playing these for everyone? It feels kind of personal.
Yeah, well, so this week, all the teams are working away on their various ideas. So I wanted to talk about another ongoing topic that kept coming up with these conversations with Krish, Gunto, and Lee about their families and significant others.
Ah, I like that. Okay, so this is not something we generally talk about, though, on a business podcast, right?
I know. But this is a reality for many of us, making hard choices between working, spending long hours at night or traveling, and spending time with the family. It's a constant push and pull for our attention.
Well, both of us, we are married, and I know there's definitely times when we have to travel or spend late nights working, and that, you know, sometimes does make an impact on our families.
Absolutely. And, you know, so I want to bring some of these themes that have come up with Lee, Krish, and Gunto to the forefront today, and really just share some of their stories from this perspective. Welcome to Rocketship.fm.
Rocketship FM is produced in partnership with Product Collective.
We are your hosts, Michael Saka
and Mike Belsito.
So as we learn in episode 4, Krish goes to Paris. Krish loves to travel, and he's on the road for about a month every quarter.
He's speaking at conferences, traveling to visit clients, and working to set up offices in the US and Europe.
This also means long stretches of time away from his family.
At one point, he tells me this story about his sons asking him why he needs to travel. Why can't he just fly his customers on one big plane to Chennai?
So today morning, I was telling my elder son that I'm actually going to New York and San Francisco. And then his first question was, why are you going all the time? Why are you just going to US all the time? And then I said, okay, that is where most of our customers are. Then he said, then why don't you ask them to come here? Then I said, it doesn't make sense because there are 10, 20 of them I'll meet in a single trip. So it is more efficient that I go and meet them. Then he was like, but then put them all on the same plane. It was a weird question, right?
I kind of like his son's point.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and for a while, his wife was at home with the kids, but recently she went back to work,
which means more balancing of time and responsibilities.
It's a little tough for my wife every time I travel. She did not work for about 5 years in between, and now she's back working, and she just restarted her career. So it actually got a little tougher this year after she started working, but the kids are kind of grown up. But we had to find alternatives to take care of them when I'm traveling, and she's also working. We had to make alternate arrangements to take care of them after they come back from school and things like that. We are building out the leadership team across the globe now. This is something that is essential for me to actually spend time in hiring the right people, setting up the teams.
I couldn't imagine this being easy for Krish. I mean, even for someone who loves traveling, I know being away from my family for that long, it takes its toll.
Yeah. And Krish had such a positive outlook on this. He knows that this is what he needs to do to build the company that he wants to, and that building the company he wants to means setting his family up for success in the future.
I'm trying to actually do a bunch of things so that I won't miss a lot of things. So it's just a very interesting way to either stay focused, be more disciplined, to learn what does it take to actually not miss things. I think we all go back to the Naval Ravikant's quote, I guess. I think he mentioned happiness. I still remember this particular line sticks in my mind. Happiness is a state where you don't miss something. It's not a pursuit, right? It's not a pursuit of something, or it's not about what you have, right? It's about not missing certain things. But it's actually very hard when you think about it, where you're actually missing the family by traveling. How do you actually remain happy?
Coming up, we talk to Gunto and his girlfriend Dawa about his hectic travel schedule and how they manage to stay connected.
This episode is brought to you today by Gusto. Payroll and benefits are hard, especially for small businesses. You don't have the time to be an expert on things like taxes and regulations.
And there are old school payroll providers that exist, but they're just not built for the modern business.
Gusto is making payroll, benefits, and HR easy for small businesses. Modern technology does the heavy lifting, so it's easy to get things right.
Now, again, there is some competition for Gusto out there, but Gusto actually has a lot of things going for them. PC Mag and Fit Small Business, they've called Gusto the best payroll for small businesses.
Gusto makes payroll a breeze. In fact, 9 out of 10 users say Gusto is easier to use than other payroll solutions.
And Gusto definitely saves you time. 72% of customers, they actually spend less than 5 minutes to run payroll. I know a lot of people that spend way more.
Gusto is reliable. 4 out of 5 customers actually reduce payroll errors after switching.
And if you don't believe it, just Google it. People love Gusto. And how often do you actually love your payroll provider?
Almost never. Most small businesses, they don't have an HR expert. But you don't need one to use Gusto. With great software and great service, you can focus on your business, not on your payroll or your paperwork. To help support the show, Gusto is offering our listeners an exclusive limited time deal. Sign up today and you'll get 3 months free once you run your first payroll. Just go to gusto.com/rocketship. That's gusto.com/rocketship. When Rainn Wilson realized he had a special gift for talking people to sleep, he had two choices: construct a massive speaker that would blast his voice to every person in the country, or invent a talking pillow. AT&T Business eventually talked him into the pillow thing. And backed by a reliable network, the only network with built-in security controls, Sleep with Rainn was a hit. Take your ideas to the moon and beyond at business.att.com. That's business.att.com. Gunto and Dawa met through mutual friends.
They met briefly, talked for about 5 minutes, and then they went their separate ways.
And then he slid into her DMs.
I just met him. Like, my friend introduced us. We talked for 5 minutes, and that was it. I never saw him that night. And that was, I think, a Saturday. And maybe on Monday, he started chatting through Facebook or Instagram. I don't know what, how. And we started talking, and yeah.
But he couldn't stop there. He really wanted to sweep her off her feet.
And what says I'm into you better than a TED Talk?
Seriously? I wasn't expecting that.
I don't think she was either.
It was okay. I watched it, and I liked it. But it was so weird. It was a guy saying that he was very anxious. And then he explained how his brain worked and how he procrastinated everything. It was fun. I think he described every millennial in the world, but it was okay.
So in college, I was a government major, which means I had to write a lot of papers. Now, when a normal student writes a paper, they might spread the work out a little like this. You get started maybe a little slowly, but you get enough done in the first week that with some heavier days later on, everything gets done and things stay civil.
But to me, like, if after the first day we chatted, I sent her a TED Talk and she continued talking, that was like a win for me. I was expecting that she would run away, like, TED Talk.
So a week later, they keep talking and he sends her another TED Talk.
That must have been the clincher.
Actually, she'd never watched it.
Another one was like 1 week later, and the one I sent 1 week later, she didn't even see it. So that means that she wasn't that interested anymore in my TED Talks that I was sending.
Yeah. She gave you the benefit on the first
date. Exactly. Then it was like, I'm out.
But either way, they go out on their first date and they really hit it off.
No, I think we talked like for a week and then we finally went out. He was so interesting. And we started dating ever since.
At first, they thought his travel would be a benefit.
Because we were like, yeah, we're going to miss each other very much. So we won't get sick of each other. We'll be happy all the time. If we miss one another, it will be perfect. So we were kind of happy. And I would get like a lot of presents and like chocolate from the duty-free shop. So at first it was like pretty cool.
But they found themselves growing closer and closer, which meant that when he was traveling, they missed each other more and more.
But then we were starting to see each other very often and he was becoming like more important in my life. And then it was when it became a problem. And not a problem, but a concern, you know, because you rely so much in the other person that you start... that missing him is not so fun. The presents, they're like, okay, I'd rather have you here rather than eating chocolate. Like a couple of months after we started seeing each other, like maybe 5 or 6 months, I didn't like it as much.
Where he used to take extra days to explore new cities, he now cuts those trips shorter to get home faster.
Like, I wanted to come for a few more days for the weekend because I've never been to Peru, so I wanted to do some sightseeing, but my girlfriend would kill me because I've been she's an engineer and she's been doing the math, and I've been traveling one every 2 weeks and a half. So I'm only staying here for 2 days.
But when all is said and done, his work is one of the things that she has come to love about him.
Then I realized that it's a big part of him. Like, he's really good at his job. He loves it. Why would I tell him, like, no, you can't travel, or no, you can't do this or do that? If it's something that makes him, like, happy, I shouldn't be driving him of that. So I'm okay with it now.
So after all this travel, he recently spent 7 weeks at home in a row.
This was quite an accomplishment. They got to spend some real quality time together. So he has a ton of travel planned throughout the end of the year, but they're actually going to be trying something different.
What's that?
She's going to be coming along with him on a business trip to London.
Okay. Well, that should be fun. Despite the drama, they actually seem very happy together.
I totally agree.
So what about Lee?
Lee? Honestly, Lee's good. We'll talk about his story in a bit when we return.
So Lee and his wife, they seem perfect together.
They are. At least what I could tell. They genuinely seem very happy together with the life that they've built.
Age yourself in 3 words.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see mine?
No.
Nintendo cereal system. Do you remember the Nintendo cereal?
She runs an Etsy business selling vintage teacups, and Lee, well, we all know what Lee does now. He's at the office by 5 a.m. and tries to leave by 10 a.m.
So they have a lot of flexibility and freedom to travel and genuinely spend time together.
And this is something that Lee has continuously cultivated over the years. He's optimized his time and his ventures so that he can feel comfortable and balanced.
And this hasn't always been easy. There have been times when he's been burnt out or, you know, just felt off balance.
I was capped with the amount of time that I was putting into the other aspect of the app and the amount of time that I wanted to devote towards my family. And I couldn't have any more time because I needed to put this effort into the app and into marketing. So I'd reached equilibrium, if you will, of work and family life, but neither of them were at a happy ratio. I didn't like either of them.
And he's learned from that. There have also been times where his family's been able to travel together for full summers at a time.
For the years leading up to that sale, we'd been spending our summers touring around North America, and we had a bowler trailer. For those who don't know what a bowler is, Google it. They're adorable. But it's like this little egg-shaped Canadian trailer from the 70s, and we towed it around everywhere. And this is sort of where I started my early morning, is that during the summers, my wife and our two kids would be traveling around in this, and I would get up earlier before them so that I could put in 4 hours of work before they woke up, and then we could go do the family vacation thing during the day. And then at night after they went to bed, I was putting in another 4 hours or so before I checked out and went to sleep.
And most recently, he took 2 days away without even a computer, just to spend time with his family.
So when you ask, how's Lee? Well, when it comes to his family, the only thing I can say is he's good. He puts a lot of effort into finding the right balance and not sacrificing his time with them for work.
I must say, I try to as well, but I envy Lee just a little bit here.
Me too. Thanks so much for tuning in to season 5 of Rocketship.fm. For the next couple of months, we're going to be taking you deep into these stories, and we're incredibly excited to do that for you. We're also proud to now be part of the Podglomerate Network. So if you'd like to check out more great Podglomerate shows, go to thepodglomerate.com. And man, there's a ton. So if you like what you hear, leave us a review. We always love it. And we'll see you back here next week.